Well, I was shocked and horrified, in fact, that Daniel Arzani had missed the top 45 over there in Celtic for the Scottish. I know they're going into the Europa League, but not in the top 45 at his new club. Robbie Slater, what do you think, buddy? Good morning.
Get ready, guys. You ready?
Okay.
And don't ask questions before this happens, all please, right, in future. Here it comes. There you go.
Dropping a spoon on the table?
Dropping a spoon on the table? No, not even close. Laurie, as usual. Okay, you're not going to get it, are you?
Can you give us one more?
What it is a kitchen, in the kitchen, a pantry door opening and shutting. And you know why I've chosen that?
Why?
You know why? Because I'm getting a kitchen facelift.
Ah.
And a guy came here yesterday, a guy called Rupin. Made absolutely unbelievable.
Right.
And what he's going to do has made me so happy. He's going to make my kitchen look absolutely brand new. Dream doors and kitchens. And you know what he said to me, Laurie? What
did he say?
He's a big fan of yours. He likes the wolf over me. And you know what he said? The best thing anyone can say, any tradesman that does anything, is I can make this happen.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
Don't you love people that say, I can make this happen?
I can make it. Robbie, I've got to confess, mate. I secretly admire you.
Do you?
I do, mate.
So you're off the... Be careful. The wolf will be listening.
Is he
mate.
Listening?
He doesn't miss a trick.
No, he'd be in NAB somewhere at the moment. Well, he'd be in a high-powered meeting.
Now, can I get to this? Daniel Arzani, I'm horrified that he's gone to this club and he's not in the top 45 at Celtic.
Oh, mate, this is... You know, we've had a bit of fun. Mate, I'm on the bandwagon on this. This, and this is exactly what I said when he signed at Celtic. My fear was he wasn't going to play. He's not a kid. He's not 17, 18. He's 20. He needs to be playing. He's at Celtic, and Celtic are a big club in Scotland, right?
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But this, for Daniel Arzani, I'm not sure if we can say that he started the World Cup, but he certainly did start for us at the World Cup in respect to coming on and making things happen every time he did come on. This, I cannot believe, that he cannot make the 43-man squad for the Europa League. I mean, give me a break. I mean, yeah, and not only... And it's not Rodgers that comes out and talks about it. Someone else, the assistant, whatever.
Yeah, the assistant coach, Davis, Chris Davis.
Needs to really rethink what they've done. Unfortunately, it's too late because he's now at Celtic. Now, maybe things will turn around and he'll start playing, but... Mate, it's not a great sign when you're not making the 43-man squad. The one thing that the national coach has stated, and it's Graham Arnold now, of course, and to be fair, Postecoglou was the same, is if young players are going to go overseas, they must go somewhere where they are going to play. They need to play for their development. Yeah. Arzani, we need, you know, after what happened at the World Cup and the end of the season he had with Melbourne City, we were counting on him. But maybe it's going to be a little of past tense where we were counting on him to star at the Asian Cup, which is in January, which, gentlemen, is not that far away.
No. Well,
so
the assistant...
This is a big, big block in young Daniel Arzani's career. For me, I said at the time, he may as well have stayed here. He didn't finish a game of 90 minutes last season. He didn't play every game for Melbourne City. He should have stayed here and had another season here. But anyway... People have got in his ear, as they quite often do, and they've, at the moment, I would have to say, it's a big statement, they've misled him and led him down a path that looks like that it's running into a dead end.
Well, they're saying, Robbie, that they left him out because he's only been training for 2 weeks and he's not up to speed.
He was at the World Cup. Huh? Mate, other players had time off as well after the World Cup. They're playing every week. Matt Ryan, Aaron Moy, all the others, Tommy Rogic. I mean, come on, give me a break.
Come on, Laurie.
So they're saying the style we have is fast-paced and intense, so players have to be at that level.
He's 20.
His main priority is to build up his conditioning. He's had half a development team game. That's all he's played.
Listen, if Brendan Rodgers rates Daniel Arzani from what he's seen and the reason why he buys him, listen, Laurie, you've been a coach. Mm-hmm. Even if he's a little bit underdone, do you not put him in your 43-man squad?
Well, I'll ask you this, Robbie.
Will you?
Would he have gone away from the World Cup and kept his legs ticking over? Or does he just think that, I'm pretty good, I'll just turn up at this new club and train?
I'm not in a position to be able to confirm or deny that. But I know. Look, all players had some time off after the World Cup. It's no doubt.
Because you would think if you're going to a new club like Celtic,
that doesn't sit. This is terrible. This is terrible news for the boy, and terrible news for the Socceroos.
I'm with you, Robbie.
No, I'm holding my powder dry here.
Nah. Robbie and I are right.
That's the problem with you. You're always holding your powder dry. That's why we send you to Croatia and Italy.
Well, you know why, Robbie? You know, I think they're doing this kid a favour.
And you know why, TK?
I think they're doing this kid a favour because he's probably one of those superstar young boys that's been told from a young age that he's this good and that good. Now, he might have turned up with a poor attitude and they've said to him, hey, we'll show you who's boss here.
Now, this is where you're off the mark. And listen, if you want to be the soccer expert, you can be it and don't bother calling me.
I love the Wolf. Wolf's my favourite.
Now, to say he's been pampered since he's been a kid, mate, he was rejected by Sydney FC.
Yeah.
Well, how did that happen?
Sydney boy.
How did that happen?
He was rejected by Sydney FC. So he was only given a chance by Melbourne City. So he's done it. He's done some tough yards.
Well, who was in charge then?
He's got a bit of attitude.
Who was in charge then?
Who was in charge then?
Of Sydney FC.
Well, the top man was Graham Arnold. And
why did he get rid of him? Why did he get rid of him?
Well, he didn't. It was the youth coaches that got rid of him.
Well, if Arnie wanted him, he would have been able to keep him.
Hey?
If Arnie wanted him, he would have been able to keep him. He was in charge there.
Well, you're getting sidetracked here.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to work out.
This is like saying to you when you were Origin coach, is why didn't you pick the 16-year-old who's playing?
No, I'm just asking, why would a 19-year-old go over there to Celtic?
He got traded there, mate. He had no say.
Well, he wanted to go there.
He got given.
Anyway, what I'm saying is he's always had setbacks. Let's not get into a dispute over why Graham Arnold or the Sydney FC youth coaching system didn't keep Daniel Arzani. My point being is you've told me he's been pampered and he's been told he's...
No, I'm just asking, has he been pampered?
...in his young life.
Has he been pampered?
And I can tell you now that I've had a lot of rejection as well.
I'm sure you have.
What do you mean you're sure I have?
Robbie, when that bloke's giving you the facelift for your kitchen, you might want him to get a 2-for-1 offer going. Mate, we love chatting with you, Robbie.